Well, on the 1st of April of 1966, I was at a meeting in Los Angeles. The unit I was working with at the time was buying a new radar system. We were having what's called a critical design review, and that is there were about 25 of us engineers in this conference room, and I was the chairman of the review, and we were going through all of the drawings and the nitty-gritty having to do with this radar system. And about halfway through our program, a young lady came in from the reception area, and she said, Major Carr, there is a Captain Shepard on the phone who'd like to speak with you, and he says it's important. Well, I had a young captain working for me named Captain Bill Shepard, and I was wondering why in the world Bill was calling me at a time like this, because he knew this was an important meeting, and I decided to go ahead and take it anyway because since he knew, it probably was important. So I picked up the phone, identified myself, and the voice on the other end of the line said, Jerry, this is Alan Shepard at the Manned Space Flight Center in Houston, and I wanted to inform you that you've been selected to be one of the 19 new astronauts, and will you accept the duty? And I said, well, yes, of course, I would be happy to. I'm delighted. And he said, but there's just one thing. He said, there won't be a press conference release on this for 2 days. So you'll have to keep this under your hat. You can tell your wife, but please don't tell anybody else. Well, after I hung up, I looked around and everybody was looking at me, and I must have looked pretty silly, with a silly expression on my face and probably floating up out of my chair. And I had assured him I wouldn't say a word, so I didn't say a word, and we went ahead with the meeting. And quite frankly, I don't remember anything else that happened that afternoon.